this evening. Grab a songbook. Should be there one in front of you or underneath you. Turn to number 249. Number 249. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Let's stand with Tony and we'll all sing the all three stanzas. First, second, and last stanza, number 249.
Graduation exercises for the class of 2010. And I'm glad that you're here. It's a good crowd. We're glad to have, of course, family members in and guests as well. And at times, commencement exercises, graduation services can tend to be a little bit tight and formal. I hope we kind of dispel with that right away and just have a good time tonight celebrating in the Lord. This is a big day for Brianna and Tony, and we congratulate them and their parents, their families. And we just want to make it a good time for them. So let's just settle in and have a good time tonight. There's no sense in trying to be too formal. I tried that several years ago. First time I was invited to Windsor Hills Baptist Church to speak. I was invited to speak at their commencement exercise for their high school, their academy. And so I started looking for, you know, fancy things to say. And I found this cool statement that said, this is not the beginning. This is not the end. This is just the end of the beginning. And I thought, well, that's really nice to say about, you know, high school seniors coming out. So I was all prepared with my fancy statement. Stood up there in front of that big crowd, you know, and I said, this is not the end. This is just the beginning of the end. And so I learned, you might as well dispel with fancy stuff and just be yourself, okay? And we won't take our socks and shoes off, although that would make us feel right at home. But I do want to welcome you and just feel at home tonight. We'll have a great time celebrating with these folks. I hope it cools down. I am really warm right now. I don't know, Brother Joe, we might have to drop that a degree. It didn't get turned on till late, and I apologize for that, an oversight. So maybe we can get it running here a little cooler and make it comfortable for you. Let's pray and ask God's blessings on our graduation exercises tonight. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this occasion, and we come to rejoice, Lord, with these two seniors who have completed now 13 years of education in some type of school setting. And God, thank you that Tony and Bronnie have come to this place. I pray that you'll bless them, their families, the friends that are here tonight to support and encourage them, Lord, for the church members who've come. And God, I pray that you'll make it a wonderful occasion. Bless our hearts, Lord. Help us, I pray, as we sing and as we enjoy hearing different things that are going on tonight. And I pray that you'll bless the message to the hearts of the seniors in a little bit. We'll thank you for it in Christ's name. And amen. Thank you. Be seated. We do have the nursery open and available for children under 3 years of age. If you want to take advantage of it, that's up to you. But it is open and available for your use. All right.
We're going to start off this evening with a male ensemble, and they're going to be singing God Exalted Him. There's something about hearing men sing or fellas sing. I enjoy that. And at this time, if I could have, we have seven eighth graders will be graduating tonight as well. So if I could have the parents of all the eighth graders stand, soon to be ninth graders, if they will stand at this time. We won't have you introduced, but we just want to give you a round of applause, those who will be having graduates. So if we could congratulate all of them at this time. Johnson's knockout 2-1 for one tonight. That'll work. Another school year is done, and it has been a good school year. This eighth grade class has been a good class. I've enjoyed all of them. They've challenged me in my math class and pushed me to, I don't want to say the limit, but they have it sometimes, want to know more, which I enjoy. And I'm very proud of them, very proud of their accomplishments this evening. So, Amber Deanne De La Cruz. Curtis Andrew Heyman. Nicholas Allen Johnson. Megan Rose Liga. Mary Elizabeth Reardon. Jacob William Smith. And Jessica Zavala. Congratulations to you all. This officially makes you high school freshmen. This time we're going to have our choir come up and sing, and they will be singing, "I Stand Redeemed."
Extended. I am amazed at the mercy I have found.
Faster than that when we practiced. I mean, to tell you, that was not how we practiced it.
That's all right.
Just messing up the program. That's all right. At this time, if I could have the parents of both graduates stand and introduce those who are with you tonight, if you could do that. We'll start with Brother Johnson, and then I'll ask Brother Lonnie here if you'll introduce your families. Brother Johnson first. Very good. Thank you all for coming.
Amen.
Then you can. Yes, sir. Uncle Dave. Very good. Nice to have you all here this evening.
Amen.
Enjoy. Thank you for coming.
Amen.
This time, it's my portion, I guess, of this evening. I get to do the principal's address and special awards. Before I get to the special awards, the address to the two seniors. And this week, as I thought about what to say, you know, if you know these two at all, you know that they're extremely quiet. You know that they don't talk much. Not much, because that is completely false. That is completely false. And I told Brianna that I had about five things I could just say from our junior and senior trip this last year. And I will refrain from this last year. I will refrain. But I have to bring something out from last year during our junior and senior trip. Brianna, again, for someone who is never at a loss for words, we were on our way back from New York City. Actually, we were in Pennsylvania coming back. And I was driving. It was my turn to drive through the night. And Brianna, we would have the kids, the young people, in shifts so that the driver wouldn't fall asleep. And so Brianna, it was her turn. She was supposed to keep me awake. For an hour. Everybody had an hour shift, so they'd keep me awake for an hour. And so it was Brianna's turn. And mind you that Brianna had not slept, I mean, the whole time at all yet. And so she begins to, or she's making her way up there. So I'm thinking, she's got to have a lot to say. I mean, Brianna. I mean, everybody else, we had conversation, but Brianna had to have something to say. She had the whole trip. I mean, that's just Brianna. And so Brianna gets up there, and she said one word, the whole, over and over and over. It was, so. So. About every 5 seconds. So. She could not come up with anything. Occasionally, she would come up and say, I can't think of anything to say. I don't know what to say. But she could come up with so. She had that down. And she eventually did fall asleep, but the half an hour as we were about here. I think it was about Mantino or maybe even there. So it was she about, that's when she finally fell asleep. So Brianna, many fond memories I'm going to miss about Brianna, her history class, you know, our history class together. She She never made it a dull history class, that's for sure. I enjoyed the times. And then Tony. Tony, I can't... Let me back up to Brianna. Brianna, though, some of the accomplishments I was thinking about this year. We brought home the choir trophy. That's something for your senior year. Something to be proud of. And then volleyball team winning the championship at the end there. That's something of an accomplishment. And then on the same for Tony. The guys put it together, and at the end of the year there, we put it together and won the championship, which if you don't know much about Christian school sports, you don't have a lot when it starts getting later when people foul out. So I was very appreciative when Tony was in the game and enjoyed his time. But I remember about Tony, same time frame, we were on the junior and senior trip. I don't remember even if Tony will remember this or not. I'm sure he probably will, but we were in New York City, and we were at Times Square, and he and I were together, and we had gotten to go separately. The girls had gone somewhere else, and the guys, we had our chance to kind of, I don't say shop. We don't really shop, although Tony found some sneakers, and he had to buy those, but they were Nike, of course. They had to be Nike. That was had to be Nike, but we got to stand on these steps in the middle of Times Square, and if you've ever been to Times Square, it's just there's just mass amount of people. I mean, there's just people everywhere. And I don't remember if he remembers saying this or not, but I just remember I said, man, there's just, that's a lot of people. You know, that just seems to be quite a few people. And I said, well, you're right, that is a lot of people. And he said, I wonder where all of them are going. And I said, and I didn't even, you know, I'm thinking about home, you know, where their home is, where they live. And Tony was really making a mention of, what are these? They're lost. They have no, you know, nobody's telling them anything. But they're coming from many different places, from many different ethnicities, backgrounds, and everything. And it struck me at that time. You know, he's right. How these people are? We don't know what's going to happen. And it really stood out for his character. I really thought a lot of them during that time when he made that comment. And I won't forget the golf times we've had together. Won't forget those. Enjoyed golfing with Tony. He brings out the competitiveness in myself. That is for sure. I don't like to be beat. I just don't like to be beat. And Tony's a very good athlete. And I'll miss both of you. And I've enjoyed both of you in my class. Enjoyed spending time with you, getting to know both of you, your families. That's been a great time. So I want to say congratulations to both of you tonight. At this time, I want to get to some awards. The Soul Winner Award, the Soul Winning Award. It's an award to those students who have gone out. We go out soul winning on Tuesdays. Brother Caleb in the church here heads up soul winning. And he's really done a great job in instituting a real passion of soul winning. And the young people have really picked up on that. And so the top male soul winner this year, who's won 22 souls to the Lord, is Stephen Howard.
Amen.
On up here, Stephen, at this time, if you will. And then also, as well as the top male soul winner, the top female soul winner. This one I was a little bit shocked about. Again, we find this out from their character reports. On Monday, they fill out their character reports, and that's how we find out if someone has led someone to the Lord. And this year, the top female soul winner is Patricia Zavala, with 8 souls led to the Lord this year. Patricia Zavala. The next award is the top GPA for the junior high, the top GPA for the junior high, then the top GPA for the senior high. Last night we knew that there was 4 individuals that came up last night, and so if you were there at the banquet, you might remember who those were. In junior high, it was between Jacob Smith and Megan Liga, and it was divided by 0.04 there, dividing the two of them. It is a 3.84 and a 3.88. And with 3.88, Megan Liga is the top GPA for the junior high. And then as well, another close one, even closer, in the senior high between Brianna Reardon and Amanda Gardner, both of them, and they had a 3.82 and a 3.84. 3.82, 3.84, and the top GPA for the senior high is Amanda Gardner. I'm going to ask the preacher to come up at this time, and he's going to present the Servant of the Year awards.
Our school operates on a very limited budget. We try to keep the tuition so that it's not excruciatingly difficult for the parents to have their children in the school here, and probably don't pay our teachers, probably nothing. We don't pay our teachers near what they're worth, what they could make in other places where they teach. Without volunteer help from folks in the church, we could not have a school. It is impossible for us tonight to recognize everybody who contributed something to this past school year. If we did that, we'd be here for probably 15 or 20 minutes calling off names of people, not just at convention time. You know, people get involved by the dozens at convention time. Everybody kind of sees that, but then there are other times throughout the year where folks come in just behind the scenes and help us in so many ways to keep the cost down. And so this year, when we sat down to choose the Servant of the Year, we literally could not come up with just one name. I had one suggestion, a couple of suggestions, and Brother Bragg and some of the others had another suggestion. And so we just decided to pool them all together and give three of our ladies a Servant of the Year award for the year 2009-2010. We'll do these in alphabetical order, so I'd like to ask. And all these ladies received a gift last night at the awards banquet. Tonight we'll present them with a certificate that certifies they have achieved overall excellence and is awarded the honor of Servant of the Year. The first one goes to Joyce Angel, my wife. That's a blessing. I appreciate her. Didn't get that? That's all right. Yes, I'm going to have her wait right here. She asked me earlier this year, she said, I'd like to work in the school. I said, honey, I can't pay you anything. She said, no, I don't want anything. I just want to work there. I want to help Sarah in the office, to try to be a blessing to her. And so she came in on Mondays and lots of times on Wednesdays, a couple days a week, and helped in the school office. And I appreciate that. And so it was good to have her here for those hours. Our second recipient this evening is Mrs. Teresa Johnson. Teresa, you come up, please. I appreciate that. Amen. Okay, very good. Teresa, like I said about convention, we have so many people help during convention, it's hard to keep up with them all. But she has done something very specific for several years now when it comes to our convention in the area of cleaning. You know, it's difficult to get people to clean, haul garbage, so forth and so on. But she heads that cleaning detail up for us. And at times has come in, she's got a scrubber, and she'll come in. The grout in these tile floors gets extremely dirty, and it is a huge job to scrub that grout clean. And she's come, volunteer, and worked hours and hours now for two or three years to clean the grout on these tile floors. And we wanted her to receive that award tonight. Thank you, Teresa, for your help. And the third recipient tonight is Miss Cindy Kelson. Cindy, if you'll come at this time, please, Miss Cindy Kelson. Occasionally we have students who need extra help. They need a little tutoring time or help with a specific subject. And this was the case this year with a certain student in our school. And Cindy Kelson came, at our request. We sat down and talked who could help this young lady. And Cindy came to mind, and she was approached, and she gladly did it. And I don't know how many hours she gave just simply tutoring a student in a particular subject to try to bring them along and catch them up with where they should be. And I will forget how delighted she was earlier this week when that student took the English exam and made an 87. And if you knew what a struggle that was for that child, you would rejoice. And I appreciate her efforts to help to make that happen. That wouldn't have happened without this lady's help. So God bless all three of these ladies. How about a hand for all three of them? Thank you, ladies.
This time I'd like to ask Stephen Howard to come up. He is going to have a speech. He's our top male soul winner. So, Stephen, I'd like to hear from you this evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank you all for attending this graduation ceremony tonight. We gather to celebrate the commencement of Tony and Brianna, and they're reaching a milestone and entering a new chapter of their life. I'm honored to receive the award tonight. I would like to thank all of those who helped me attain this achievement, and I'd like to a special thank you to Brother Caleb for all the enthusiasm that he brings every Tuesday to Teen Soul Winning and just the importance of showing us of leading souls to Christ, and just a special thank you out to him. And my soul experience began when I was taught the plan of salvation as a six-year-old boy by my junior church director, Brother Greg Thomas. And as a six-year-old boy, I was able to lead my first soul to Christ. Yeah. From that point on, I was able to see 10 people saved from that time until my freshman year in high school. But it never really occurred to me until my sophomore year, a month into my sophomore year, on a Tuesday afternoon, I was able to lead 3 people to the Lord. And it never really occurred to me until then. I finally realized that I had to let go of myself and let God work through me to lead people to the Lord. And as a result, I was able to lead 11 people to the Lord that year and be used by God. And I slightly missed my goal that year of what I wanted to how many people I wanted to lead to the Lord. But this next year, this school year, I set the goal higher, and I was able to reach that goal through God's help. And I was able to lead 22 people to the Lord through Teen Soul Winning and through my church. At the beginning of this year, 2010, Tony and I, we started a little bit of a competition on soul winning and ended up tying with each of us seeing 12 souls led to the Lord just in a couple months. And it was great. But the best time I think we had was when we both, Tony and I, we convinced Brother Caleb to let us go out together as a group. And every time we'd gone out together, we'd gotten someone saved. And whether it started out as a nursing home, we were able to lead 3 people to the Lord, which is a very interesting experience. And later on, a couple weeks before this time, we had Brother Caleb had chosen us to go out and talk to a girl that was just walking along the street, and we were able to lead her to the Lord. So we said, you know, we've led, you know, every time we go out, we lead someone to the Lord. So why don't you go ahead and let us, you know, go out again? And he's like, all right. So we went out, and the bus dropped us off at a trailer park, and we knocked all these doors, and we were going out, and we were trying really hard and did extensive soul winning, and we just, you know, every house we went to, they either didn't want to, you know, talk to us. They already went to church. And after we'd done that whole trailer park, our area, our section, we had gone through the plan of salvation 3 times. And every time we got down to the end, the person didn't want to pray and accept Christ as their Savior. So we were a little bit defeated. We got onto the bus and nothing, no rewards for all that we'd done of soul winning. Well, we still had 15 minutes left to share. So Brother Caleb said, we'll go out and we're going to stop by stadium real quick. And we'll give you guys 15 more minutes. And in those 15 minutes, me and Tony were able to see 4 people led to Christ. And it was a great experience. And I want to encourage each and every one of you, especially my classmates, to be a better soul winner. I want to challenge each one of us as my classmates that we take our soul winning this next year, this school year, to another level, to the next level, level higher, and set a goal higher than our expectations so that we can see the miracles that God can bring about through us this year. And leading people should not be our only goal, though. This year, it was a great joy for me to see a couple of our junior high guys lead their first soul to Christ. And as through that, we need to not only, we should motivate and teach others to lead people to Christ as well. And not only better ourselves in our soul winning, but also in our life and in our schools when we come back next fall. And to Tony and Brianna, I'm going to miss you guys. School's not going to be the same without you guys. But, Tony, I'm going to miss the friendship and just the great moments we were able to spend together and the camaraderie we had with playing sports together. And Rana, I'm going to miss sitting by you in physics. That was a great experience in and of itself. But I wish you guys the best of luck. I'll be praying for you guys. And follow God's will, and everything else will just fall into place.
That's right.
So God bless. Thank you.
We give you a chance to stretch your legs again. Number 128 in your psalm book. The windows of heaven are open. Let's stand together and sing. We'll sing it through twice, the little chorus. The windows of heaven are open. Sing with me, number 128.
Tonight, my name is Brother Jason Monkowski. I am a youth pastor here at church and have been blessed to have the opportunity to be here on staff for almost 5 years, 5 years in September. And during my almost five years here, I've had the pleasure of having both Tony and Brianna in my youth group. And just like Brother Bragg, time would escape me to say of all the many hundreds, if not millions, of wonderful times we had, if not embarrassing times, in the youth group. It was a blessing having both of them. I was trying to think of just one thing, one highlight about both of them that really was a blessing to me. And starting off with Brianna, other than her spunk and saying so a thousand times like Brother Bragg had mentioned, she had a lot of spunk and she was a blessing. You always knew Brianna was on the bus. She was always talking somewhere back there. But the one thing really I love more than anything was we went to summer camp together. And at summer camp, I was kind of pretty much brand new on staff. And down there, a lot of teens made some wonderful decisions. Something that only happens at summer camp, something amazing about summer camp. But Brianna made a lot of good decisions, which I think was a humongous help to her, I think which helped gear her in a right direction to head her on to the right direction for the rest of her time here at the academy. So that was a thing that I never forgot, Brianna. I appreciate that. It was a blessing to me. And then Tony. Other than seeing how real well you were at golf and seeing that one time you threw your clubs into a lake there out of frustration, that was interesting. But, of course, he's probably very embarrassed now, praise the Lord. The one thing I appreciate more than anything about Tony was the times we got opportunity to talk together and just kind of one-on-one. And one thing that really stood out was last year we went out to, I knew I'd forget the name here, went out to eat lunch here right around the corner, Coyote Canyon, there it is. And it was just Tony and I, and for about an hour we sat there and we talked. And you know, you kind of talk to teens how things are going well, you know, the small talk. But after we got through all the small talk, it was just getting to Tony's heart and just seeing what his dreams were, what he really desired, what was really a blessing to him, what was really special to him. And for an hour I got to see the real Tony Johnson, and that was a real joy to me just to kind of something to see, but from Tony and his heart, and that's something I'll never forget. So both Tony and Brian, I'm going to miss you both. A lot of memories I'll never forget for sure. And I'm hoping whichever path the Lord leads you, keep him first and think of you often. And now we'll be opening our Bible and reading Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. And it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we love you and thank you, Lord. Again, I thank you for these graduates. I thank you for just allowing them to spend their time here at Faith Baptist Academy, Lord. I thank you for what they've learned, Lord, and I pray as they head on out graduating, Lord, I pray they'd be a testimony for you, Lord. I pray that they would just be a leaky seed basket, just showing other folks how to be saved, Lord. And I pray that they be a good example and a blessing to their parents, Lord. Bless them both. I pray you bless the remainder of our evening. We love you and thank you. All this we ask in your precious, holy, and saving name. Amen.
We'll have the choir come up one last time, and they're going to be singing, I Have Been Blessed.
Thank you.
That's wonderful, wasn't it? A lot of truth to that great song, and written by a man out of Brother Capace's church down in Little Rock, Hot Springs, Arkansas. And so that's a great song. Appreciate that. Young people, good singing tonight. Give you a brief message to Tony and to Brianna here quickly. I just want to take a moment before I do that and say congratulations to the families. To Lonnie and Darlena, God bless you. It's a great day when God brought you folks into our life and across our path. I appreciate it so very much. I remember very well the first service you were here with Brianna about 9 years ago. So that means we've had you here for, are you 18 already? 17, so we've had you here over half your life, just barely. It's been wonderful, and I appreciate it so very much. Good to meet all you family members, and those we haven't met yet, I hope we can in the gym just a little bit. God bless you for being here. And Mike and Teresa, of course. Mike was here when I came. He was single when I came. We spent a lot of time together, Brother Mike and I did, when I first came on his bus route. He was a bus captain, pretty new Christian at that time. But my goodness, what the Lord has done with Mike, and I appreciate it. And then, of course, married Teresa, who was a seventh grader. The first year, I was a youth director in Iowa. Back in 1980, she was a seventh grader in our youth group, as was her sister, Carol, who's here tonight. She was in seventh grade, but she was a little older, and Lori. And a lot of water is under the bridge since then. But God bless you folks. And of course, Brother Johnson, good to see you. Appreciate you. And Mike's dad, that is. And then, of course, Les and Joe. Known each other a long time. Had a lot of good years together. And I appreciate you sticking by Brother Brown. It means a lot to me. I appreciate that. So these are good families, good people, and I appreciate you being here tonight. And congratulations on this big occasion. It's a great thing to graduate from high school. My wife and I have been through it 5 times. It never gets old. It's still exciting. After a while it would get old, amen. But I mean, for right now it's not. And so I know it's exciting. I think this is the first for both families here. So this is exciting. I'm not going to be long. Famous last words, amen. All right, so. But I want to talk to these two. You can listen in. I want to talk to Brianna and Tony for a few minutes on how to stay blessed. How to stay blessed. It's a great song you just sang. I want to talk to you about how to stay blessed. Dear Father, bless these young people. Be with us, I pray, in these few moments. In your word, speak to our hearts, and especially Brianna and Tony. And I'll thank you for it in Christ's name. And amen. The choir song we enjoyed tonight and last night is entitled, I Have Been Blessed. There is no doubt but that the message of that song is true. You have been blessed. Both of you young people have been blessed. The other students in the school have been blessed. We as parents and adults have been blessed. Anybody who has lived in the United States of America has been blessed. No doubt about it. Mike and Teresa and Lonnie and Darlena, while we celebrate tonight with your children, a pastor and his dear wife are at the bedside of their 18-year-old son, who's also finishing his high school years. He's hospitalized in Springfield, and that couple is just hoping that the doctors can come up with some conclusions to help that young man. So to be here tonight, to have legs, like you folks saying, to have legs to walk and eyes to see and ears to hear, you've been blessed. Amen. No doubt about it. And the blessings have not just been physical. They have been abundant in other areas as well. So many ways. I want to remind you, young people, tonight that James chapter 1, verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Don't forget the source of all the blessings. The source of all the blessings. And we all say, oh my goodness, how could we forget God? How could we forget the one who gave us all of the blessings? And yet, so many, or some I should say, do forget. I received this email on Monday, May 10th, from my friend out in California, Johnny Esposito. Brother Esposito is Brother Joe Esposito's brother. And Johnny will be coming to preach at our convention next spring, our student convention. He wrote and he said, I am presently working on a project and could use a bit of help from my friends. I know you are busy, but if you could take a few minutes of time to answer a few questions, I would appreciate it. Of course, the answers will stay anonymous. There have been numerous studies taken concerning Christian young people, quote, departing from the faith, end of quote, after graduating high school, or in some cases, after their first year in college. He goes on to give a few examples, the Nehemiah Institute and the Barna Group, and men like Ken Ham are claiming now that anywhere from 60 to 80% of young people graduating from Christian high school are departing from the faith. That's amazing to me. 60 to 80%. David Cloud is an independent Baptist pastor and author, writer in the northwest part of the country, I believe. He's written a book called Keeping the Kids. And he states that in our independent Baptist churches, the rate of departure is as high as 50%. There's only two of you graduating tonight, so if he's right, that means that odds are one of you would end up departing from the faith that's been given to you. I trust that won't happen. Brother Esposito recently heard one independent Baptist pastor claim that the rate in independent Baptist churches is now as high as 80%. 80%. 80% of our Christian young people leaving a high school like this one and then departing from the faith. And here's how you can help. In the past 5 years, what have you seen concerning independent Baptist young people? And he asked four or five questions there. And, of course, I can only answer according to what we've seen here in our own church. And I don't know all the answers yet to his questions. I haven't taken the time to put pencil on paper. But I will. I'll give some thought to it. But I can tell you this. Whatever the percentages are of those who have departed from the faith, they may not all have departed for the same reason, but they all have one thing in common. They forgot that they had been blessed. They forgot that they had been blessed. And I hope neither of you will forget. Let me give you one key element in avoiding this departure that these men are writing about and talking about. I think it's found. I know it's found in Psalm chapter 1 in verse number 1. Blessed is the man. That's man or woman. That's young person. Blessed is the person that walketh not in the counsel. So here's a plain statement. Blessed is the man that. Okay, here's how you stay blessed. Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Someone has said you will be the same person you are 20 years from now that you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read. And really, when you think about it, in reality, you could eliminate the books you read because people write books. And when you pick up a book, you're actually meeting that author and his ideas and his philosophies and his theology and so forth and so on. So the people with whom you associate will either help you remember you have been blessed or they'll help you forget you've been blessed. And I'm convinced that, you know, remembering that you have been blessed will keep you in the faith and help you not to depart from the faith. I believe keeping a thankful heart for all of the blessings will help keep you in the faith. In one of Shakespeare's plays, he wrote these words, "How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child." Wow. How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child. And I know both of you young people by testimony are children of God tonight. And that's true. It'd be an awful thing for you to forget the blessings that God has bestowed upon you and remain thankful in your heart. The people with whom you associate will either help you stay thankful or they'll help you forget to stay thankful. Joseph Cone said this. He wrote, "All through human experience, we have learned to place ingratitude at the head of the list of wickedness." And I would pause and take issue with that if I didn't know the Bible backed that up. Because in Romans chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 3, unthankfulness is listed as one of the real problems in people departing from the faith. So stay thankful. You have been blessed abundantly. And you want to stay thankful for those blessings the rest of your life. And I believe if you'll do that, you'll never depart from the faith. Now, let me give you both a couple of suggestions as you head off for a year away from home this fall. You know, going away places you in a maturation process. Both of you have matured to a degree coming to this point in your life. Both of you are not acting like first graders anymore, third graders. You've matured to a degree. And now you're going to be dropped into another maturation process. When you move away from home, brother, that's a maturation process that begins. Now, how you mature is up to you. Okay? You can mature rightly or wrongly, and that's up to you. And again, a lot of it has to do with the people with whom you associate. So you're both going off to places where you don't know a whole lot of people, and you're not going to be around friends you've been around for years and years here in the comfort zone of Faith Baptist Church and Faith Baptist Academy. So let me just give you three or four suggestions. It won't take me long. I'm going to preach these. I'm going to give them to you. Number one, develop a relationship with an upperclassman who has a good track record. Find an upperclassman. You see, the tendency is to settle in with all the other freshmen and just be one of the bunch. Just be one of the freshmen. Now, most colleges will put freshmen in dorm rooms with some upperclassmen. And they do that for a reason, and that's good to do. And if you get into a dorm room with an upperclassman who has a good track record, develop a relationship with them. They are further down the road than you are. They can help you. I was standing in line. I didn't know anybody at Crown Point, at Howells Anderson College in Crown Point. I didn't know anybody in the school. I didn't know anybody in the church. I was from Georgia. This was up in Indiana. I didn't know anybody, and that's a great big place not to know anybody. And I'm standing in line, and now they have that thing refined. It used to be close to the tribulation to have to go through the registration line at the college. Now they've worked on that over the years. But I'm standing in line with all this paperwork and all this stuff, and I've been saved less than a year, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, this is not the kind of folks I used to run around with, but this is okay, this is great, this is good, this is where I belong. And all of a sudden, a guy much shorter than me was standing beside me, and he said, "Hey, what's your name?" I said, "I'm Terry Angel." He stuck his hand out. He said, "I'm Terry Angel." He said, "My name's Dan Parton." He said, "I'm a senior here." "You're a freshman." I said, "Yes, sir." I'm sure it was obvious, amen. Like a deer in the headlights. And he said, I'm a senior. And he began to talk. He said, This is a bunch of stuff. It's going to take you a long time to get through all this, but you'll get used to it. And after a while, you learn the ropes. And as you go through a few years, it actually gets shorter. And he just started. And I developed a relationship with Dan Parton. I'm so thankful. He's pastoring in Colorado now, and his kids are doing well. He's raised a good family for the Lord. And, you know, he became a friend. A senior befriended a freshman and really gave some guidance to a young man who was in desperate need of some. Dan had a great track record, and I'm glad I made an acquaintance and a friendship with an upperclassman who had a good track record. Okay? So develop, don't get in the habit of just bunching up with freshmen. Freshmen have only been as far as you have been. See what I'm saying? Okay? Freshmen have only been as far as you have been. I see this happens not just to high school students, to freshmen in college. This happens to adults. We get in groups of people who've only gone as far as we've gone. And we reason everything out amongst ourselves, and we miss out on the experience of people who have been much further down the road. That's a Bible principle. So develop a good relationship. Don't make the mistake of being so proud that you cannot listen to advice. Take it and go by it. Okay, number two. The Bible will give you light as to who you should befriend. The Bible will give you light. The Bible says here in verse number two, His delight is in the law of the Lord. The Bible will give you light. Let me tell you, when you get off to Bible college, not everybody there is, you know, a dedicated Christian. Some are sent there because their parents made them go there. It was either Bible college or the penitentiary. They sent them to Bible college. Probably been better off sending them to the pen for a year. I don't know. But seriously, I'm saying I'm being facetious, but I'm seriously. There's not everybody, you get up there and go, whoa, mercy. You got to be wise about that. If you stay in your Bible, the Holy Spirit of God will use the Word of God to give you some light in your heart. You'll be able to picture who you should befriend. Benjamin Franklin said, be slow in choosing a friend. Slower in changing. George Washington said, associate yourself with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation. That's a good thing for a young girl. Associate yourself with men of good quality. Amen. If you esteem your own reputation. For 'tis better to be alone than in bad company. Better to be alone than in bad company. So the Bible will give you light as to who you should befriend. Number three, what you are is the type of person you will attract as a friend. Water finds its own level. You can take the entire freshman class of the schools you and people are going to. And I'll promise you, in 24 to 36 hours, kids from different states, different backgrounds, different churches, who never knew each other, will find what they're like. Like attracts like. I want good friends. I want good Christian friends. Be a good Christian. Be a good Christian. You will, what you are is the type of person you will attract as a friend. If you are a good Christian, that keeps carnal, worldly Christians away. You won't have to leave them. They'll leave you. You never get what you want in a friend. You get what you are. So be a good Christian. That'll help you have good Christian friends. And then number four, be a good friend. He that hath friends must show himself friendly. Somebody wrote this, I went out to find a friend, but could not find one there. I went out to be a friend, and friends were everywhere. I believe with all of my heart that the people you associate with in the next 12 to 24 months are going to be critical in helping you stay thankful, realize how much you've been blessed, and stay that way. How to stay blessed. Let me say as I close tonight to everybody here, the best friend anybody could ever have in this life is the Lord Jesus Christ. The best friend anybody could have in this life is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Him as your personal Savior, you hear these kids and Brother Bragg and these awards talking about winning souls and leading people to Christ. Nobody is born into this world a friend of Jesus Christ. We're born into this world going away from Christ. We have to hear the truth of God's Word, how that we're sinners and we deserve the penalty of sin. But the good news is that Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners, gave His life so that we could spend eternity in heaven. And personal faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, receiving Him as your personal Savior, this is nothing that religion can do for you. There is no baptism or communion or sacrament or ritual or church membership that can get that done. It is a personal choice that every person must make to confess that they're a sinner and receive Jesus Christ by faith as their Savior. And if there's anybody here tonight who's never put their faith in Jesus Christ, you're missing out on having a relationship with the best friend there is. How do I know that? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Who died for you? That's who your friend is. His name is Jesus. He gave His life. Let's bow and pray. Keep our heads in prayer together. Dear Father, thank You for these young people, Tony and Brianna. Lord, the pleasure, the fun, the joy of having been with them for these years. Dear Father, thank You for the potential that both of them have. And God, Heavenly Father, I pray that they will not be a statistic. I pray, dear God, that they will be in the faith the rest of their life. That, dear Lord, they will remember how much they have been blessed. And they will be able, Lord, they'll stay in a condition so that they can stay blessed. Thank You for their families, those who've prayed for them, loved them, taught them, invested hundreds of dollars into their lives, thousands. Been there when they were sick and discouraged and needed teaching and encouragement. Thank You for their parents. Thank You for their families here tonight. Dear Father, thank You for Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And God, Heavenly Father, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice tonight never been saved, hasn't yet put their faith and trust in Jesus, the friend of sinners, I pray that tonight might be that night that they simply give their heart to Christ in faith and receive Him as their personal Savior. Thank You for these moments together. We love You. In Christ's name we pray.
time.
Would the graduates please stand? Brianna Renee Frank. Anthony David Johnson. Gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Faith Baptist Academy's graduating class of 2010. You may move your tassels.
Everybody is invited to come over to the multi-purpose building right across the parking lot. The gymnasium is to your right, and there's some tables set up there for Tony and Brianna, some cake and some punch, and they'll be there and you can take pictures and just fellowship for a little while. We're going to do this. I'm going to ask Pastor Kevin Dice, Tony's uncle, if he would, to come and ask the Lord's blessing on the refreshments tonight. Brother Kevin just underwent, was it quadruple bypass surgery just about a month ago now, wasn't it, Brother Kevin? Oh, is it longer than that? Okay. But he pastors out in Iowa, and I've known this brother for a long, long time. He's going to ask the blessing on the food and the fellowship, and then as soon as he prays, we'll let the families be dismissed first so they can get over there and be with their graduating children tonight. Brother Kevin, God bless you. Good to see you, buddy.
Father, we thank you for this time we've been able to meet together. Lord, I thank you for this great church, Lord, that has stood for all these years, Lord, for the gospel of Christ. Lord, I thank you for the pastor, Lord, Brother Angel. Lord, how he stood, Lord, how he, years ago, was a great influence in my wife and her sister's lives. And Lord, I thank you so much for that, he and his wife, all these years. And Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for these two graduates. Father, I pray that they will not forget the words that they've heard this evening. Lord, being thankful and how blessed we have been. Lord, I realize the last few weeks, Lord, how blessed I have been. And Lord, I pray that they'll strive to always serve you in their life. I pray you'll bless this time of refreshment. Pray you'll bless the hands that have prepared the food. A lot of work has gone on. And I pray that you'll bless our fellowship now. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Let's dismiss the families first. If you would, just stand and be dismissed. Those of you that have come with the families tonight, and so thankful for you coming and being here. God bless you. Give you just a little bit of a head start. If you have a child in the nursery, I am positive that the ladies would be very happy for you to pick that child up before you go to the fellowship hall, okay, for the fellowship time over there. That would be a blessing. All right, super. We're glad that these folks have come tonight. Well, that means all of you juniors are now officially seniors. Amen. How many in the senior class next year, Brother Briggs? Seven seniors next year. So, amen. From famine to feast, from 2 to 7. That's good. All right. Very good. Thank you for coming out tonight, folks. Hope you can join us over in the other building. You're dismissed. Bye-bye.